you know, obviously it was a good victory for us down there. And I think one of the points that kind of got lost through the week that we were emphasizing with our players, you know, we were concerned about, obviously, the heat down there. And I thought that our trainers and players did a nice job during the week, really starting on Monday when they reported, you know, getting the players ready, you know, for that type of environment. And I thought that the guys did a good job. We actually played well throughout, you know, the whole game, four quarters, playing hard. Really didn't have anyone cramping up or any of those issues. I think when you look at the game, I think it's not that difficult to see. I think the main thing, like we talked about before, you hear from coaches quite a bit, is just the turnovers. You know, we were plus two for the day. You know, it's very difficult to win a game. You know, when the opponent, you know, when you're plus two. We're plus five for the season overall. I think that's what's given us a great chance right now. That was one of the things that we tried to emphasize when we first came here. It's one of the fastest ways to lose games when you turn the ball over. When you look at the turnovers, you know, and us being plus two, you know, we were able to score 10 points off those turnovers. Obviously, we turned the ball over ourselves, and I thought the defense really did a great job of stepping up. They missed a field goal in that. So that was a great job. I think the other thing was, you know, from a defensive standpoint, you know, Miami has scored in all their red zone possessions, and we were able to get, you know, the interception down in the red zone, which I think was a big play for us that was able to take points again off the board. I think the other thing that we emphasize with the players has been third down. You know, offensively for the season and third to 10 or more, we've been, you know, 1 out of 22, which is, you know, not very good. Yesterday we were, I believe, 3 for 7, you know, in third to 10 or more, which accounted to, you know, an 11-yard gain, a 15-yard gain, a 17-yard gain. And when you look at third down, obviously your goal is to go ahead and get the first down. But we had 6 plays on third down, you know, where we gained 12 yards or more. And I think that was a big thing, whether it be field position or you keep the drive going or you're able to score in those opportunities. And conversely, on defense, Miami was outstanding coming into the game in third down and 6-9. They were converting 57%, you know, and our defense held them to 0%. That was a big increase, you know, for what we've been doing. And then, you know, third to 10 plus, you know, we haven't done as good of a job in the past. And yesterday we held them to 0% again, you know, on that. So, and then the situation itself, third down, we created 2 interceptions. And then overall for the game, just on third down alone, we gave up 21 yards. And I think at the end of the day, when you look at things and saying, hey, what would have been the keys, you know, those two things are really what were the keys for us to win the game.
What about how opportunistic your offense was? And you only got across midfield 4 times. You scored on all 4 of those, whether it's field goals or touchdowns, but it rarely does that, you know, I mean, to go 100% when you cross midfield.
Well, I mean, you know, we were struggling, you know, give Miami credit on first and second down. We weren't putting ourselves in good situations. And, you know, it's very difficult. You know, we were not executing well, and then we were fortunate, you know, that when the time was right, we executed and were able to make the plays.
Coach, injuries, Manny Lawson, I think, was the one that ended up leaving the game early.
Yep, Manny, you know, it was a hamstring, and, you know, we feel he'll be back on the field with us on a limited basis on Wednesday, so that was good news.
Was it did he re-aggravate it?
No, it was actually a different spot than the one before. Same hamstring, but different spot.
What about Fred? Just first off, how is his knee holding up, given that he aggravated it, and then just his performance and what he did with that on that?
Well, I was concerned. I think, like everybody, every Bill fan, you know, when he was on the side there, you know, it didn't look good. And then, you know, I knew that they were going to take the brace off, you know, his leg, and then take a peek at it. Then, so I was like, oof, you know, that's never a good sign. You know, then all of a sudden, next thing I know, he's running in there. You know, and not only did he run in there, but he ran in there and did a very good job. And I think, you know, he continues to get stronger, continues to look, I always tease him, look younger and younger every time he's out there. And, you know, that run, that was a critical run near the end of the game, you know, where he basically forced, you know, his way through, pushed his way through, and was able to get that first down, which enabled us to make sure Miami used all their timeouts in that situation. So, this morning he came in, he looked good, and he's fine, and I'm sure he'll get treatments like he normally does during the week, and he'll be ready to play on Sunday.
How inspirational is a guy like that to the other guys?
I think it's important. I mean, Fred's a captain. I mean, so I think from the standpoint of leadership and really the best part about leadership or the best trait about leadership that you can have is by example. And I think Fred is an outstanding pro, and he leads by example. And, there's a lot of youth in him, which, we're very happy with.
Coach, how about Spiller? It looked like he was hobbling a little bit more than he was the previous week. Did he have a little bit of a setback?
Well, it's been up and down. Like I said before, we just monitor him during the week and, see where he's at. And if it continues to get better, then we go out there and then we go play, And then, there's going to be a setback when you play the game. He's not going to come out of there 110%. So, I think it's a situation that we keep monitoring it. And then if there's a point where during the week it doesn't feel as good as it should, then I think we got to look to see what we want to do. But as long as he's getting better, when he's in there, he obviously has the potential to be productive, which he was. I mean, he had a run over, one or two runs over 10, good distance there. And then obviously the Cleveland game, he had the big run for a touchdown. So, we just got to look to see, just keep trying to get him better each week.
So, his level of production is not approaching what it was last season. And obviously the injury has a lot to do with that. But even though the numbers are down, you still feel like what he is able to give you at whatever percentage he is valuable to the team and worth having on the field, as opposed to maybe giving Tishard those carries when he's 100%.
Yeah, to answer the question, I would think the injury, it has everything, really to do with it, not some of it. And I think that it's the same thing. We're looking at the production, seeing if he's getting better and not putting him out there in jeopardy. But, yes, him being out there, if he can produce, you look at Cleveland, a run against Cleveland, a run even the other day that he bounces outside and takes it up the sideline. I mean, not very many people can do that. So that's the one thing that we're trying to balance the whole time.
Coach, right after the long kick return there, near the end of regulation that they had, after you kicked the field goal to go ahead, you lined up on defense and then you called timeout.
Right.
Were you just not in an alignment you wanted, or was there another reason for calling that?
You're talking the last
first down after they made the kick return following your field goal to go ahead there at the end.
Yeah. Well, what's that on the first down?
Yeah. First down. Yeah.
Right before first down.
Yeah. What I did is I called a timeout to make sure, because you're out of challenges. And it was a question that I had that I wanted to make sure that they were going to go to the replay booth and look at. So that's why I had the timeout. So I figured I would go ahead and use it. It was at that point, I knew I had three in my pocket. I'd rather make sure, have a timeout, talk to the officials. Hey, are we going to look in the replay booth to look at what just happened? So that's what I did.
In terms of where Thigpen went out of bounds, you mean, for a spot on the ball?
To say if he was down by a knee or his hand went down. Mm-hmm.
Did they look at it? Did they say? Were they looking at it?
Yeah, they look at all the plays in that area, but it's just a point of just want to make sure that it's done.
Coach, have you had a season like this through your first seven games? It's been one possession games, aside from the Cleveland game, and that, of course, was until very late in the game. Mm-hmm. Have you had a season like this where every game has been so close?
I don't know if the score indicates that in the seasons I've been involved with, but as far as the players playing, I've been around that before. Everyone's just playing as hard as they possibly can. When we have good opportunities or make the best of our opportunities, we come up on the right end of the score, at least from our standpoint, and sometimes when you don't. But I think, one of the things that we look at is, how the players are playing. It's not like, we're out there, we have made mistakes. We do need to improve. We have a lot to work on. There's no doubt about that. But, as far as our effort, and trying to get things right, that's there, despite, all the injuries and adversity that we've had.
What about the way, you haven't won them all, but the way the gutty level that your team has played and persevered through seven
sure.
games, there hasn't been that major letdown?
No. I'm extremely proud, and that's a credit to the players and the coaches, to get the guys ready to play and go. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not adding years to my life, you know. So, or any of our fans as they watch it. But at the same point, you know, hey, we're a team that's fighting and trying to get over, you know, over this. You know, we haven't been in the playoffs in 12 years. I mean, you know, we know what's out there. It's you know, it's not the elephant in the room. We talk about it all the time. So, you know, we're fighting, and that's what we're going to keep on doing. And, you know, at some point it's going to start to break, and it's going to break to go over the top. And then once you get there, you know, now it's another challenge, you know, to be able to stay there. So, you know, that's what you're seeing right now. I think you're seeing a group of guys that care about each other. At least that's what I see, you know, when I'm around them. You know, obviously, you know, Thad's out there playing. You know, they believe in him, which I think is a very, very important thing. You know, I say that all the time. You know, when you have someone at that position and the players think that you can win with them, that's very, very important. You see the defense, you know, Jarris Bird has come on now. He's playing well. A lot of guys have stepped up in that secondary. Guys up front doing a good job. You know, offensively, we're just fighting, you know, through all the nicks and bumps and injuries. So, and that's really been a storyline. But really, deep down inside, I think you look at the players and, you know, you appreciate it. At least I appreciate it as a coach, you know, how they handle themselves professionally, how they go about, how they're playing. And again, granted, we're not happy, you know, with the record or where we're at. But, you know, we're working on changing that every single day.
After looking at that tape of the strip sack and the fumble and the Kyle falling on it, I take it you're happy he didn't pick that ball up. I mean, any kidding with Kyle about, you know, his...
No, not at all. If you really look at it, it was really very smart. I think when he first went in there, he tried to pick it up and then realized that, you know, he wasn't going to get a clean exchange with that. And then I think maybe a younger player or someone who's not as savvy would have tried to pick it up again, which we've seen many a times, and the other opponent falls on it and they get the ball back. I think he went to pick it up the first time and then figured, hey, a lot of people were going to be getting close, and then fell on the ball and made sure we had possession. So I actually think it was a pretty a very good play by a very good football player and a veteran type of play.
What did you think of Roby's interception and touchdown? And in a larger sense, he's given you a lot of quality snaps for an under-effed guy. Just how important has that been for the defense?
It's been. I mean, obviously, it's great. I mean, you get a guy that's an undrafted guy. When we knew a little bit more about him, I've said that before, you know, having faced him, you know, in college. You know, him making that interception was more of a it's about time, because he's been doing things like that and has been very close. And, you know, I actually told him, I said, gosh, you know, you should add another one, you know, later in the game. So, I mean, I think when you start talking about that, you know, it's great because you have someone that has very good instincts, someone that can make those plays. And you're looking, you're looking for him to do that more often.
When was the last time you exchanged text or phone calls with Sean Payton?
Oh, you know, we talk. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, I had a great experience down there. I have a great appreciation. You know, I played there in 89 and, you know, went back and worked there and, you know, through some, you know, a tough transition, you know, after Katrina. So, you know, those memories are always going to be there. And I have all the respect in the world. I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have or spent the time that I have spent down there. So, like I said, I have a great appreciation. I wish them the best. And, you know, we're going to go out there Sunday and compete against them.
Did you think Stefan looked more comfortable in the second week with the club? And you have any idea how much longer it'll be for that?
I don't know. That's really the surgeon's call. It's not even really our doctor's. It's the surgeon's call about, you know, when that comes off and stuff. But there's no doubt he definitely looked much more comfortable. And I think he'll even be more comfortable this upcoming week. It's one of those things, I think, like any of us, you know. You know, the more we can wear whatever we have to wear that's different than how we played before, you know, we just get more comfortable with it.